What you're hearing is a song called Earth by
Tim Kaiser, and I'm a musician, a composer and performer, and I build all of my own instruments.
As you can hear, Kaiser's music is not exactly what you would hear on, say, the radio. Well, until now. His music is interesting, but even more peculiar are the instruments and equipment he composes these songs on.
This particular thing, it's made from water pipe and turnbuckles, and that's a snowmobile drive gear. And I have these little like Suzuki tuners so that you can tune it up however you want.
Kaiser is describing what he calls an open frame kodo, a string bass instrument that looks like it came straight out of Frankenstein's laboratory.
Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
But Kaiser's creations aren't reinventing the wheel. He says there just aren't a lot of people
running around playing this thing.
His open frame kodo is a replica of a Japanese instrument.
That one's like shaped like this, but it actually has a big fingerboard and they're made out of wood.
Kaiser manipulates sound with his handmade effects circuits, housed in small little wooden boxes with buttons, knobs, and switches protruding all over them. He combines, loops, and layers various stored samples in the sounds from his instruments.
When you're stacking notes or stacking frequencies, your first note is going like this fast, and the second note is going, you know, this fast. Somewhere in between, they're going to overlap and create this third sound that doesn't exist anywhere else except when you combine those first two sounds.
He's creating his music based upon a principle of hearing known as beating.
You can kind of think of it like an orchestra tuning.
This is Joe Hinz, a University of Minnesota grad student studying audiology.
If you have two violin players and they're trying to be in tune with one another, if they're slightly out of tune, let's say, you know, one is producing a note that's 440 hertz and another is producing a frequency of 444 hertz, the difference of those two frequencies is also going to be heard, so you're going to hear that 4 hertz as a third tone.
Kaiser has a different term.
You know, I'm always kind of looking for that kind of ghost sound, I guess is what it is.
This is the simplest way to put how Kaiser builds his music.
Yeah, I build layers, basically, sonic layers of different things. I start with kind of a bass or a bed of something that I really like maybe just a drone like that might be the bed. And then I start, you know, manipulating things through delays and whatnot and stacking on top.
So while Kaiser's ghost tones do have scientific principle behind them, it's a lot more complicated when you start hearing something like this. Then there's this, and this, all creating a river of sounds that our brain can't possibly process at once.
The inner ear is considered a non-linear system.
So when your ear takes in more than two tones at once, which is the case with about every sound we encounter, we don't
process those two tones in themselves. There's more processing that happens aside from those two tones.
Not only does Kaiser like to play with the way we hear tones in the search for his ghost sound, but he takes his sonic layering technique a step further in his new project, Inferior Planets.
It's a double 7-inch, so there's two discs, four sides.
Each of the four songs, Helios, Mercury, Venus, and Earth, were constructed to be played simultaneously, ready for you to layer and manipulate them right in your own home. Granted, you have two turntables. Although it'd be much more fun playing with vinyl, Kaiser was kind enough to provide the project in digital form. You're listening to Helios, the track he says the whole project rides on. Let's play the track Earth over the top. Whoa. Whether you like ambient noise music or not, the concepts Tim Keiser seems to be playing with are even more intriguing when he puts the power in the listener's hands. For Culture Q, I'm Aaron Bolton.